BingeFest is a truly eclectic festival happening at the Opera House this weekend. It's a very odd mix of pop culture, internet culture, art, video gaming, and, well, lots and lots of TV. Now, one of the premier online destinations where all of these collide is the AV Club. It's a venerable website that, amongst many other strengths, manages the delicate task of critiquing pop culture without forgetting to enjoy it as well. Laura Browning is the managing editor of the AV Club. She's in town for BingeFest and she joins me on the phone. A very good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Oh, well, glad to have you guys around. Look, two of the things that the AV Club are going to be presenting at BingeFest are a Buffy binge-a-thon and something called All the TV You Should Have Watched By Now. Why are we in such a golden age of television? What's changed?
Well, I think that the just the era of, you know, so-called peak TV has just brought a glut of fantastic storytelling to the small screen. You know, in the States, we have Netflix originals, we have Hulu originals, we have Amazon Prime originals, we have broadcast television, we have prestige cable. And I suppose that in one way, with all that TV, some of it's bound to be good, but we are just, it's an embarrassment of riches right now. We have so much wonderful storytelling.
Look, is it something to do with getting away from broadcast TV, where certain shows that could be good in their own right suffer under the onus of having to be good in a particular time slot or with a particular advertising group?
Absolutely. And I think that especially with this, with the streaming originals especially, you know, we no longer have quite the same time constraints or the need to cut to commercials all the time, the need to censor. You know, with things like Orange is the New Black, for instance, that was a show that ran a lot longer. Each episode ran a lot longer than we've traditionally seen on either broadcast or cable, and certainly didn't have the need to censor anything. And without those constraints, I think we've just seen a real push for the stories that are doing so well right now.
So why the love of binging, though? I mean, I got a bit. The first show I ever remember binging the way we think of it now was The Wire. It was season one. I'd managed to get a DVD copy very randomly. Someone had said, just try this, it's quite good. It had never been on TV out in Australia. And I was under the constraints of having to get up and change the DVD, of course, about every three episodes. Still managed to have a couple of really late nights. I never would have done that with a VHS, though. Why binging now?
I might be the wrong person to ask because I am constitutionally unable to watch anything except by binging. And to some extent, it keeps me from things because I know that I'm going to lose weekends of my life to having to watch every single episode. You know, streaming, of course, I don't know if it's the same here, but in the States, when you watch Netflix and you watch, you know, five straight hours, at some point Netflix pops up and says, you know, are you still here? Do you need to take a break?
I love that.
No, I need to find out what happens next.
Do you think people are changing the way they storytell, though, for that binge? I mean, I think Stranger Things, a great example, Netflix original, it's getting quite a few accolades. I don't know if that would have worked as a story, episode by episode, week by week.
Right, I think that the streaming networks have really caught on to the fact that when you're releasing, you know, 13 episodes of something all at once, it has to hold up for 13 straight hours, essentially. Mm. And we, you know, at the AV Club, we do, for all of these streaming shows, we'll do a binge watch and then a slower review section. So we actually have two different people. One of them watches everything straight through and does short write-ups, and then we have another person doing it at a slightly more leisurely pace of maybe two episodes a week. And it is interesting to see the differences in those reviews because a lot of that is really created for this just binge consumption. Although that's my preferred method of watching television, no matter what.
Yeah, I think likewise when I actually do have the time. Look, the AV Club's TV Club has been on the forefront of treating television as a very serious medium that deserves the kind of critical respect that it gets. But, I mean, the nature of TV reviewing has changed significantly, I'm imagining, even in your time at the AV Club.
It has, and I appreciate you acknowledging that. One thing that we've really tried to do with our TV Club is engage critically with television, even television that, you know, on the surface might not seem to deserve that. And I think that, you know, previously we've seen a lot of websites doing sort of just straight-up recapping, and we have always tried to dig a little deeper than that. We are seeing now, though, with so much television, we've had to make some changes to the way we review it because there's so many good shows, and there are a lot of shows that don't necessarily have a huge following that would justify us doing, you know, episodic reviews every single week, but they do have a very loyal following. So we have recently made some changes where we've done some sort of shorter recaps of things with some talking points to really engage with our commenters and our readers. And it's been interesting. It's been an interesting exercise trying to find that balance of, you know, we can't review everything because there's hundreds of really great television shows on right now, but there's people watching them too. People want to talk about what they're watching.
I think you're going to break my heart here, but does that mean Terriers wouldn't make the cut under the new way of doing it?
quite possibly.
Oh, no. Laura, I will let you go. Thank you so much for talking. Binge Fest sounds like it's going to be a blast. I know you're quite the Buffy fan, aren't you?
I am.
I am as well. I look forward to it. Binge Fest, Buffy Binge-a-thon should be great. All the TV you should have watched by now. Laura, have a great Binge Fest this weekend, and I do apologise for the Australian weather that you're copping at the moment.
The high today in Chicago is negative 13 Celsius, so I feel really good about being here right now.
Well, we're really good about that too.
And just so your listeners know, there are still tickets available for the All the TV session on Sunday night at 7, so we'd love to see some of them there.
Fantastic stuff. We'll make sure there's a link up on the 2SER website. Have a great day, Laura.
Thanks, you too, Nick.
Laura Browning there, Managing Editor of the AV Club, in town for Binge Fest at the Opera House. We'll make sure you can get a link to grab some tickets. It's going to be pretty amazing, trust me. And yeah, we are in a golden age TV, and there's some really good stuff. The AV Club recently published their list of the best TV for 2016. It's almost a Christmas list of what you should be watching.